It's Rod Sloan here again, and this is amazing. This is my second audio boo today. It just shows you once you start doing this, you get a bit of a flavour for it. So, back on audio boo again. And I'm doing this from my back garden on the patio, so if you hear the toot of a horn, or a wood pigeon in the background, or somebody being mugged, then this is Ealing, West London. So, what compels me to want to speak to you again on this lovely, warm summer's evening? Well, I was just thinking, you know, Audioboo is a great tool, a great device for trying to communicate your message out there to the world. Whatever language you want to communicate in. And it's great when I see boos in different languages, some that I don't understand or comprehend, but I think, great, they're having a go. And I think Audioboo should be as much for the amateur as much for the professional communicating organisation. I'm not too keen on those audio boos from radio stations and professional organisations. I think it should be for the citizen broadcaster like you and me. So if you want to get better at doing audio boos or get better at communication in any way, what can you do? Where can you start? I think the best place to start is to go along and join your local Toastmasters Club. Toastmasters is a group or a club that helps you improve your communication, your speaking. It's been around for close to 100 years now. There's probably one local to you. If there isn't one, try and start one. I've started two clubs, one in Manchester, one in Ealing, West London. So go along to Toastmasters.org, and see where your local club is. I think there's three reasons you should consider joining Toastmasters. First reason is, it will help you become a simple, better speaker, a better communicator, a better talker. When I first went along to Toastmasters, I could do sort of knockabout, humorous type speeches very well, but I couldn't do, you know, the deep sincerity or the serious things so well. So I learned how to do that. If you're lacking in confidence, it's a great place to go as well in that sense. So that's the first reason. Become a better communicator. The second thing is, because you'll be helping other speakers, you'll be encouraged, it will help you to become a better listener. Now, you know, I'm a 53-year-old man. Men don't listen, do they? Well, if you go to Toastmasters, you'll listen to other speakers. You'll be asked to be giving feedback on them. So it will be, make you, help you become a better listener. And in my view, if you become a better listener, you become a better speaker. But really, the third reason you should go along is you'll meet a lot of very pleasant, I hate to use the word, but I'll use it, nice people at Toastmasters. You get a lot of nice, friendly, supportive, warm people. You know, so you'll make some new friendships and alliances. And, you know, God, I've even spoken to Australians. Yes, I've even spoken to Australians because of Toastmasters. So it's great. Go along to Toastmasters.org. I'm not going to say it's going to change your life, but I think, you know, for the amount of money it is, I think it's something like £30 or £40 a half year in the UK, it is the most effective personal development you can do. I didn't join Toastmasters until I was in my early 40s. I wished I joined it in my early 20s. If you want to become a better communicator, and you will need to in your life at some time, either for professional reasons or for private and personal reasons, you know, it's too late to become a better speaker when you need it. You need to invest in yourself now. Go along, join Toastmasters. Guarantee you will enjoy yourself. This is Rod Sloan walking around in the patio in Ealing saying, boo, boo.